What most moves me is what in Yiddish is called the krachs, the cry. And that's what you have in all of jazz, one way or another. It makes you sit up and sometimes get up and shout.
That's legendary jazz critic Nat Hentoff. His writings for the past 60-some years have helped raise jazz as an art form and made Hentoff one of the most independent voices in American media. He's now the subject of a new documentary called The Pleasures of Being Out of Step. WNYC's David Lewis produced and directed the film before he joined our newsroom as our Metro editor. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sisters.
So, you know, a critic is a bit of a dying breed in this social media blog world we live in today when everyone's a critic. Why a documentary about a jazz critic?
Oh, it's a great question. Because it's not only about jazz, it has this whole other track in his career about civil liberties and about free speech and free expression. And when I discovered, after a lot of work, the connection between those two tracks in his career, that's when I figured I had a story and possibly a film.
You know, in some circles, he may even be better known for his writings on civil liberties. How has he shaped journalism, especially alternative journalism?
He was one of the people who helped create that genre of journalism that we call alternative journalism. He went to the Village Voice in 1958, and by 1960 or so, he was writing what was essentially one of the early media criticism columns. What he wanted to do was to be an alternative voice to what people were reading in the daily newspapers, the establishment newspapers like the Times and the Daily News. And he would often actually critique what they were writing very directly and say, you know, there's another way to look at this.
And throughout his career, he took, you know, several controversial positions. For example, he defended the Nazi Party of America's right to march in Skokie, Illinois. And he's gotten a lot of backlash from the left for his anti-abortion position. Where does he fall on the political spectrum?
Well, he calls himself a lowercase libertarian. And he's been calling himself that long before the uppercase libertarian movement came along. And, you know, I think people sometimes think of the political spectrum as a straight line. But if you think about it as a circle, there's a place where the left and the right sort of come together. And I think that's kind of where he falls.
Getting back to the music part of his career, most music critics don't actually make music themselves. But Hentoff also became a record producer. How good was he at producing music?
He seems to have been a natural at it. He had this one label called Candid Records. He was there for 2 years. They produced about 40 records. This was from 1960 to about 1962, and some of them were very political albums. Jazz artists up until that time had sort of stayed away from politics and the civil rights movement because they were entertainers and they wanted to make a living. But at that time, some of them were starting to speak out, and you know, Nat put them on vinyl, and those records are still with us as historical documents today.
Did he have any hits?
Not the way we think of them now, but certainly some of the albums by Charles Mingus that he put out, and Max Roach and Abby Lincoln, some of their first recordings together have lasted a very long time.
Hentoff fell in love with jazz pretty early on. Here's a clip from your film where he remembers walking on Washington Street in Boston as a child.
In those days, the record stores had public address systems, and here this music came out that hit me like a chasm swinging. And I was so excited, I yelled in pleasure, which you didn't do in Boston in those days. I rushed into the store, Craze Music Store. What was that? That was Artie Shaw's Nightmare.
What about jazz was so compelling to him?
You know, he compares it, I think, in that clip to the music he used to hear in the synagogue that he grew up with, and he made a connection that way. I think he goes on in the film, you learn in the film, he goes on to talk about a discussion that he had with one of his friends in jazz. I won't name it because I want people to come see the film. Mm-hmm. But he says, I told him, this is the Yiddish blues. He calls himself an atheist, but that was the one thing that he took from his religious experience as a kid.
You know, Hentoff was laid off from the Village Voice in 2009, but he still writes for the Wall Street Journal at age 89. How influential is he today as a critic or a writer?
I think a lot of music critics have studied his work. I don't think he can make or break an artist today. But I think his approach to the work and his approach to musicians as artists and allowing them to speak in their own voice and letting them talk about their lives and how that's influenced their music, that has influenced a lot of critics.
How was he on a personal level as a human being?
He has a lot of respect for journalism, and he never told me who I could talk to or who I couldn't talk to or what questions I could ask or what questions I couldn't ask. And that allowed us to really go pretty deep and ask some fairly intimate questions and also ask some tough questions.
Thanks so much, David.
And thank you, Sotirios.
David Lewis is the producer and director of the documentary The Pleasures of Being Out of Step, about jazz critic and historian Nat Hentoff. He's also WNYC's Metro editor. The film opens at the IFC Film Center today. This is WNYC.